Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bus. Yo, Shivani. Yo, Warren. I really don't think they're ready for this. But let's try it anyway. Put your hands up. Come on. They ain't hype enough for me in here. Come on. Time to make through the three. Don't stand and hold you down. Hear me now. Woo! Keep your hands where my eyes can see. I'm looking for you. I know I saw you. Know where you at. Mary, Mary, what did Billy O say?
Holding on to problems that were never really mine. Searching for solutions.
Welcome to Heart to Heart Relationship Talk. My name is Cheryl Merchant, and I am your relationship host. As always, we thank you for taking time to tune in to Heart to Heart on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today, our topic is What's on Your Heart? And we are encouraging you, our listeners, to call in and just tell us what's really on your heart. Over the last 17, 18 weeks, we've covered a myriad of topics, from parent and child relationships to the blessings and challenges of marriage, female to female relationships. We've talked about dating and marriage. We've talked about dating and marriage after divorce, and the list goes on. So today we want to know what's really on your heart and what are you thinking about? What is it that's going on inside of you that is pressing against you to maybe even keep you from moving forward with your life? Perhaps some situation that has occurred recently or even years ago that you have not been able to reconcile and resolve and move on. If that be the case, then certainly if you would feel like sharing that, you don't have to give all of the personal details. You can certainly speak in general terms. But we would be more than happy to entertain your call and if you have a comment or a question. So our call-in number is 1-347-324-3813. That's 1-347-324-3813. We'll give you a chance to get your thoughts together. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. We encourage you to call in. Again, the call-in number is 1-347-324-3813. And I thought maybe what we could do as we wait to see if you would like to call in and share what's on your heart, if we would do a little reflection on our previous some of our previous heart-to-heart shows, just snippets from a few of the shows that we previously recorded. And, again, the call-in number is 1-347-324-3813. We'd love to hear from you, but in the meantime, enjoy some of the recaps from some of our shows. Here we go.
What do you think, then, is, you know, we want to focus on blessings, of course, but we also know that there are some challenges,
oh, yeah,
you mentioned. So And what do you think, from your observation, from your experiences, is the cause of these unhealthy interactions between females?
The jealousy a lot of times drives people, drives women.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's because we're unhappy with where we are in life ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we need to evaluate where we are and what it takes for us to get those things that we have asked, those things we have asked the Lord for,
mm-hmm.
And realizing, and if we don't know what our gifts and talents are,
mm-hmm.
seeking God to find out what they are. And a lot of times we don't want to do that because we're looking at the gift that someone else has and we want theirs.
Right. Why were you born? And I laid a foundation by reading Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, okay, that's my favorite scripture. Which, yeah, one of mine too. And you know, the prophet Jeremiah, he proclaimed from the word from the Lord that we have futures and we have hope. We have a future and our hope. He doesn't want to give us, as it said, calamity. You know, he wants to give us good things, the abundant life, as Jesus said over in the New Testament. So I guess to get the conversation going, and if our listeners would like to call in and to share what they believe to be their purpose, listeners, you can dial in at 1-347-324-3813. That's 1-347-324-3813. And are planning to get married, couples that are currently in marriage, and then in marriage and even happy, and then of course extreme couples that are on the verge of divorce. Is that correct?
And you know, winners always practice. I'm baffled that people who got good marriages believe they don't need to work. That just is over my comprehension, okay? So just because you reach a certain level, that means you stop working out. People work out, they work out every day for the rest of their life. Rich people study money for the rest of their life.
Right.
You don't get to a good marriage and then you get cruise control. One bad week has been known to ruin marriages forever.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I'm just amazed at the people who are doing good, who have this very loose and non-proactive mentality about marriage. That concerns me because I know that marriage is just like physical conditioning. It's a constant development process.
Here's one. Dating and remarrying your spouse. That's something I never thought about doing. Anybody else? Somebody laughed.
Once is enough.
I could say something the Bible says, but it would sound really bad. What a dog does. I'm not going to say that. Oh, go ahead and say it. And give us the passage of scripture, Miss Jackie.
No.
Oh.
No, but I understand what you mean.
Now, I have to say that I've experienced this from a sibling standpoint or child
mm-hmm.
standpoint. My parents got divorced
mm-hmm.
when I was 8 years old.
Okay.
They got remarried
mm-hmm.
when I was 2021.
Oh, okay.
And, they are, I mean, they're still together now,
mm-hmm.
and they've been ultimately together over 55 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's interesting how people can, you know, go back and look at a decision, because sometimes we make decisions, and, you know, you mature.
Mm-hmm.
But if both people truly took their vows serious from the beginning, there is an opportunity to go back and
right.
Healed.
Oftentimes, there's an assumption by people that that thoughts and things like that are cause us to move away from ideas that we have relationships. For example, like you were talking about earlier, poor longing become replaced with some ideas or things or stories that we tell ourselves to make ourselves believe certain facts in order to cope with things better. So with these assumptions in our mind, we start functioning at this expectation level. So if we generally have a low expectation, you generally function where your expectation level is. So low expectations function at that low level. And when you have a high expectation, you function at that higher expectation level. And it's not unreasonable to have expectations, but it is unreasonable about how you demand these expectations or how you expect these things to come about. So some of the things that we talk about, they may not sound like myths or they may not sound like misconceptions, but once you look under the roof, you get a chance to see how they can become myths and misconceptions. So I'll initially begin with the first, and please feel free to interrupt, because I know that this can become an active show very quickly when you start talking about myths and misconceptions and relationships.
Right.
One of the first things that I think is interesting is that people come into relationships, new relationships especially, with this thought in mind. Number one, a new relationship will provide a refreshing chance to start over in love and end my loneliness.
Okay, you are certainly in touch with Heart to Heart Relationship Talk. And for the last few minutes, we have been listening to some of our previous shows. Actually, they are the Heart to Heart Classics. And we still are encouraging you to call in and share with us what's on your heart. That is our topic of discussion for this evening. What's on your heart? You, our listener. Our call-in number is 1-347-324-3813. Again, it's 1-347-324-3813. We're going to take another short break, and we will be right back.
My destiny. understand me when I say it's better? Do you understand me? Can we pick it up one time? Just to say, good.
Well, we're back and still waiting to hear from you to call in and tell us what's on your heart. We've had a couple of music breaks, and just before this last break, we were sharing with you some of our previous heart-to-heart shows, our heart-to-heart classics, if you will. And so what we will do is continue to do that. Here is another heart-to-heart classic, and I hope that you will enjoy it.
And I think we have a good relationship with that also. I think it's coming along, and it's better than what it was.
We've come a long way with him, too. It's a whole lot better.
It is.
Good. Well, I appreciate you girls being candid, and, of course, this is not new information that we have talked about this, and the fact that I was out of the home a lot, busy working and then busy doing church work. And, you know, if I could go back, there are things, you know, hindsight, they say is 20/20. However, we have now and we have the future, and we reconciled ourselves to making the best of our moments as we move forward into our futures. Now, Dana, you're a parent of a son, Nick, who actually, to our listeners, Nick is our engineer for tonight. Dana, what insights can you share with your listeners about parenting a young child?
Well, first of all, it's not easy because I'm single, and unfortunately his father is not around, so I'm basically doing it by myself, like probably some other mothers. I don't let it get me down. I don't let it get the best of me, but I learned I have to make sacrifices. Like, it can't be about me because he comes first.
basically, from that experience, my husband asked if I would write a book about our story.
Okay.
And from that, I just began to write our story.
Okay.
My husband has Huntington's disease, and he has been sick now going into the 11th year.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got to 10 years, for many people that have that illness, they don't live, their lifespan is not considered to be a long lifespan.
Okay.
So that being said, that when we got to our 20th year, it was a celebration too, that God had allowed him to live a bit longer.
Okay.
But the thing about the foundation of love, it takes us from the very start of who we are, from our childhood up until where we are today. It shows our weak points, shows our bad decisions, but it also shows where God has been present at the very beginning, and even in the midst of our dumb decision making, how he has kept us and kept us moving toward him.
This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
A man, standing on the corner, he had no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes,
can you hear him crying out?
Yeah.
loves you more than you'll ever know.
Then I'm walking away.
Open up.
I'm
mind. You gave me peace in the midst of the storm yesterday.
About the heart of Easter, I immediately think of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 7 that read, "And when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, 'Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?' And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, although it was extremely large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, 'Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, here is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he said to you.'" My friends, the gospel is merely the birth, the passion, the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Well, you are indeed in touch with Heart to Heart Relationship Talk. We've had quite a unique segment this evening. Our topic, What's on Your Heart, was brought about to give you, our listeners, an opportunity to call in and just share what's on your heart rather than having a specific topic of discussion. But maybe there are other things going on right now, but what I do know is that we do have listeners who listen live every Sunday evening, and there are just many, many people who download the show after it has been recorded throughout the week and also the month. So to those of you that are our live listeners, to those of you who download at your convenience to listen to the pre-recorded shows, we want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much for your loyalty. I want to remind you again that Heart to Heart, those of you that may be first-time listeners, that we broadcast every Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And we encourage you, if you are the first time listening, to certainly listen to us on next Sunday. We are going to continue with a few more of our heart-to-heart classics. And then we will come back and do our little wrap. So here we go. We're going to continue with a couple of more of our heart-to-heart classics. Enjoy.
Right. With the AIDS and HIV, particularly in the African-American community.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Johnson.
Well, I was just thinking that a part of that, and that again, you know, that's why we're so passionate about what we do in terms of the relationships. And we do, like you said, try to keep it live, mm-hmm. and try to keep it interesting as well as educational.
Uh-huh.
But I think where it gets lost is we aren't taught how to have healthy relationships.
Exactly.
You know, in a conversation that I had with Napoleon, we were talking about young men and young women, mm-hmm. and, you know, I was talking about, you know, I talk with my daughters, and I try to be very honest with them.
Right.
And we talk about the health, and, you know, the feedback would be, well, that's what condoms are for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, I understand what people are saying, what you hear on TV and what they talk about, but there, again, is also emotional and a mental piece that goes into it.
Absolutely.
You know, and so you got to, all of them go together, and it's like, mm-hmm. that's why you have to understand that this thing is serious.
Right.
When you talk about intimacy, and when you have a man and a woman, or a young man, you know, he isn't taught that it's for something special.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So there, we have a young man and a young woman who are going down two different roads, mm-hmm. in terms of intimacy.
Right.
We begin to make our decisions and function off of that abnormality. And really have some really negative consequences and results emotionally,
mm-hmm.
And spiritually as well.
Right, right.
And so as you continue to grow and develop, it's usually in a relationship that you'll begin to ask yourself, wow, hey, you know, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is this happening? Or
mm-hmm.
I'm putting so much into this relationship. You find that ACOAs usually give more out of the need
mm-hmm.
of being rejected. You know,
right.
they've been rejected so much, so they give out of that.
Mm-hmm.
They give these gifts, so they want to control, and they want to fix it, and they want to, you know, have this relationship so desperately that they'll do anything to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote that says, you know, you're codependent when you're at the end of your life and someone else's life flashed before your eyes.
Well, you have been listening for the past almost 60 minutes to some of our heart-to-heart classics. There were about 10 of them, and I hope that those of you that are listening live, particularly, were enriched more by what you heard. Of course, you can download all of our shows anytime, 24/7, 365, or in case of this year, 366 days of the year. So I hope that you will, at your convenience, do just that. We also want to remind you that on June 21st, 2008, our new God Catch Singles Internetwork will have our official launch. We're having a launch party in Southfield, Michigan. Those of you that are in the metropolitan Detroit area, or, you know, somewhere close by, we would love to see you. It will be at Exquisite 29536 Northwestern Highway in Southfield, Michigan. And if you would like more information, you can give us a call at 248-358-9314. But we're going to have giveaways, prizes. We're going to celebrate the launch of the new website, www.godcatch.com. And you'll hear more about that in the next couple of weeks. So we're getting ready to close out for today. And remember, as always, to put God first, then family, and then seize the moment, never quit, and work it till it works. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yo, Bus. Yo, Shivani. Yo, Warren. I really don't think they're ready for this. But let's try it anyway. Put your hands up. Come on. They ain't hype enough for me in here. Come on. Time to make through victory. Don't stand and holding you down.
Problems that were never really mine. Searching for solutions that I know I could not find. Calling on you helped me realize, and now I see there really is no mystery. Oh Lord,
come on,
let's see.
I love my
trouble.
Come on. took my eyes off you. Blessed in my circumstance. Lord, what is wrong with me? Gotta remind myself that you are all I need.
To do is just call his name, and he get my back, and he gets yours just the same. So why you wanna go play tough boy now? Need a little help, let me show you how. Ripping up everything that's got you bound. So you go, boy, use a free man.